to the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
The radio show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. It's you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, with Dr. Michael Roizen, the Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic. I'm Joe Galewski. Thanks for listening to the show this week on Radio MD, our affiliates all across the country, and our new, exciting new platform called iHeartRadio Talk. We have a daily pulse feature that lets you customize your listening experience for the information specifically geared to your interests. So add Radio MD and you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, to the Daily Pulse on iHeartRadio Talk. Go to iHeartRadio.com. You can download the app if you like to do it that way. Go on the web and click Talk in the main menu and search for You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. 20 minutes after this hour, in this hour, what's toxic and what's not from Dr. Gary Ginsberg. There's a new link, environmental link from environment to breast cancer. Also, mercury is being released from melting Arctic ice. And the state of Minnesota has just done something that Gary thinks is a good thing. And are women's personal hygiene products a source of toxic exposure? Now, if you like Dr. Gary Ginsberg at 20 after the hour, you'll also like Dr. Gary Ginsberg at 35 minutes after the hour in this hour, because Dr. Mikey's going to stay with us for a little extra time.
That's right. We've had a set of questions that you, the listeners, have sent in. So these are questions from our listeners. And we're going to get them all. And I thought there's no one better to answer these. You can always send us questions at udocs, Y-O-U-D-O-C-S, at gmail.com. For example, I travel a lot for business, and I heard I'm getting exposed to radiation every time I take a flight and go through the airport scanner, plus being in the air. How worried do I need to be, and are there ways I can reduce exposure in other areas? Another one. One word, plastic. How worried should I be about chemicals leaching into my food when I use plastic containers in the microwave or sip my hot coffee from a plastic top? My spouse has switched over to vapor cigarettes. That's another one. And about the best filtration system in my kitchen, should I have a reverse osmosis system or is the current charcoal filter enough? And how safe is bottled water? So we have all of those questions for Gary that you've sent in. You can always send in questions, udocs at gmail.com, Y-O-U-D-O-C-S at gmail.com to send in your questions.
All right. There's another one here about it. She says, my spouse has switched. Exactly. My spouse uses some air freshener to clean room air at home, but it's got phthalates, she heard. So is that a good thing to do? I thought that came from my wife. I thought those were from my wife's. for obvious reasons, I use a lot of room air freshener in a specific room in the home, but that could be hers.
Okay.
So, Dr. G at the 6:20 and 35 minutes after the hour. In the meantime, more of the very top interesting medical stories of the week. $31 million in fake drugs have been seized. So how can we make sure, Dr. Mike, we're getting the right drugs?
Well, this is the key thing. There are two really interesting stories on drugs. This was a sting across the world, but in Great Britain, they got these fake drugs, but they also got them from Australia and a lot of other countries. If you buy drugs from the internet, don't. It is 72% of the fake drugs came from India, 20-some percent from China. So India and China were bad, but it was almost all internet-ordered drugs. So where you want to get them from? Walgreens, Walmart, get them from Costco. They're inexpensive, and they're healthy drugs, meaning they're what you really want to get. They're safe. There will be a little tag, a silver tag put on drugs from pretty soon. There's a new method of identifying and making sure they are absolutely who manufactured them and where they came from, so you can scan them and it'll come up every time and what the actual drug is. It's a very clever system. It was patented recently. We're going to see it, we believe, in a couple of months. But until then, I don't know what the patent involves and how the system works. Obviously, it was a patented system. and it apparently gets around hackers and everything else, so it works. But until then, the key is don't buy drugs from the internet.
Where are the pure drugs made?
They're made in the United, you know, they're made in Europe, and the United States is where the drugs that you can buy inexpensively, but are exactly what they're prescribed. Now, the contrary story, the other part of the interesting story of this week was that a third of people who get stents, if you get bare metal stents or drug-eluting stents for vascular disease, you need to be on an anticoagulant immediately thereafter. Well, a third of the people didn't fill their prescriptions ever. Not only right after, but didn't fill them ever. And believe it or not, that increased their risk of death dramatically. How dramatically? Well, over a period of the next 9 months, and I'll check that, it may be 2.5 years. I see two data points in this slide that's from the paper. But in fact, it increased from approximately 2% to 8%. So your chance of dying or having a heart attack went up fourfold, really dramatically, if you didn't fill your prescription. Who didn't fill it? 30% of people didn't fill it. That's the same number who get a blood pressure prescription and don't fill it.
Oh, gee.
So this is a message. If you get a prescription, fill it, and fill it at a reliable pharmacy, that is one in the United States, and I have no stock in Costco, etc., but it had the least expensive drug prices for generic drugs, under $4, if you will, and was less expensive than Walmart and Walgreens, which also have the valid drugs. But anyway, you get the drugs that day. Don't wait.
Why don't people fill their scripts?
Well, I assume it's either laziness or they don't understand the importance of it. Even when the drugs were free, this is a study from the VA on high blood pressure. When these vets were educated as to the importance of controlling their high blood pressure and were given scripts that if they went down to the pharmacy, they got them for free, 33% didn't fill the prescription, and another 30% didn't take the drug the way it was prescribed. So 66%. And I consider that not just a patient or a vet failure. That's a doc failure for not educating the patient correctly.
Yeah, good point. And we don't have a Costco here, but we're getting one soon in Syracuse. So something to think about when they open up. All right. Wikipedia is not a doctor, Dr. Mike, and there's a study that confirms it. What can you tell us?
This was one of my favorite studies. 90% of the interesting thing is almost everyone looking for medical information goes to the internet,
sure,
and almost everyone gets Wikipedia.
Uh-huh.
So this study looked at the 10 leading causes of medical problems from a cost standpoint on Wikipedia. That is back pain and arthritis. I mean, common things, heart disease, cancer, that people would look up. So out of the 10 leading ones, they said, how many of these have accurate information or they have information that would lead to the correct diagnosis and treatment? And guess what? It was 10% using Wikipedia.
Mm.
So 90% of these had something in there in the Wikipedia that would lead to wrong treatment, wrong diagnosis, or would lead to overtreatment. Many of these, the Wikipedia, the articles showed, came from drug companies that were pushing their drug rather than that seemed to be added into this and posting wrong doses or didn't tell about interactions or dangerous things with their drug compared to correct or other drug therapies. So these were apparently added in by someone trying to sell specific drugs or supplements.
So what's your best advice?
The best advice, it turned out the best advice is, yeah, you can get information on it, but make sure you ask your doctor and don't push your doctor to do something just because it's on Wikipedia, because a lot of the stuff in Wikipedia, you know, we worry, docs, that we aren't keeping up. Maybe there's something in Wikipedia we missed. Uh-uh. Most times the doc information was correct and the Wikipedia was wrong.
Dr. Gary Ginsberg, what's toxic and what's not, and more after that coming up on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
You still rely on sugar or caffeine for energy? B12 is known as the energy vitamin. It nourishes your body, supporting mental function and vitality. Problem is, B12 is hard to absorb. Did you know a recent study showed almost 4 out of 10 people had B12 levels in the low normal to deficiency range? This applied to both young and old, even those with adequate meat intake. So, it isn't just vegans or older folks who need to be concerned. Until now, the alternative was getting a shot at the doctor's office. What if we had a B12 offer that was simple? Liposomes deliver B12 painlessly. No doctor visit. Why not discover what B12 can offer you? Drink the new liposomal form. Right now, you can get a bottle for 50% off at B12offer.com. This limited time B12 offer is unique and it's easy. Just go to B12offer.com for 50% off. That's B12offer.com.
I can solve difficult problems for a Fortune 500 company.
I can run a successful business.
I can put my military experience to work for your company.
I can manage your home improvements.
I can publicize your message.
I can teach your children.
But I can't put my skills to work for your organization
if I'm not given the opportunity.
Nearly 50 million Americans have disabilities. Capitalize on their talents with employment practices that benefit everyone. Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Hi, I'm Olympic gold medalist Shawn Johnson. I want to make sure you know about the March of Dimes, March for Babies. This walk is really special to me. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, which is not an ideal way to start. Every day, babies start life the same way, with the odds stacked against them. Their first steps are made possible by ours, all of ours. Take the first step at marchforbabies.org. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
Hi there, I'm Juliana Rancic.
And I'm Bill Rancic.
I love my job as an entertainment reporter, but what I love even more now is being a new mom.
And you are a great mom. I'm
Thanks,
very
honey.
Proud of you, honey.
Thanks.
Like any responsible parent, Juliana and I wanted the best for our little son, Duke, and that includes a healthy future. We know firsthand that life is pretty unpredictable. We didn't anticipate getting Juliana's cancer diagnosis or even having challenges with pregnancy. I don't think anyone does. Mm-hmm. But as parents, we can plan for the unexpected.
That's why we want to share our decision to bank Duke's cord blood when he was born. The blood in a newborn's umbilical cord contains millions of young, valuable stem cells that are used to treat childhood conditions like cancers and blood diseases and are being studied as potential therapies for cerebral palsy and even autism.
Julianne and I are proud to partner with Cord Blood Registry and the Healthy Futures Campaign to help raise awareness about the value of cord blood and the options for saving or donating it.
We encourage you to take action for your family's healthy future. Go to parentsguidecordblood.org to learn more.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Brought to you weekly by UBeauty.com and Morning and Night Multivitamins. Waiting on Dr. Gary Ginsberg. We're getting him set up. Okay, let's bring him in. It's What's Toxic, What's Not with Dr. Gary Ginsberg. His headlines this week are... There's new environmental links maybe to breast cancer. Some mercury releases are coming from melting Arctic ice. Our women's personal hygiene products, a source of toxic exposure. And news from the state of Minnesota. So let's begin with Dr. Gary Ginsberg. Dr. Mike, where do you want to start today?
I like the Arctic ice melt. What do we have to worry about there, and how do we protect ourselves, Gary?
We normally think of climate change as maybe being some long-range, far-off issue that may flood some cities in the future or lead to malarial outbreaks because of changing mosquito populations. But this is a climate change story that I think has more immediate impacts, and that's because researchers in the Arctic have found relatively substantial levels of methyl mercury. Now, this isn't inorganic mercury. This is methyl mercury, the most toxic form, stored in the sea ice to the point where they've made estimates that the rate at which Arctic sea ice is melting right now, that 42 kilograms a year of methyl mercury are getting into the Arctic oceans and getting into seals and other aquatic life that then local fishing populations like the Inuit Indians up near the Arctic Circle are going to be ingesting. And where does all this mercury come from, of course? It comes from coal-fired power plants. Also, to be fair to the environment, it also comes from volcanoes and forest fires. But the amount that we're putting into the atmosphere, especially countries like China that are burning so much coal, is at least double to triple what the natural inputs are in terms of mercury. So we're not talking about, this isn't a carbon story here, this is a mercury story here, but it's related to climate change because those ice caps are like a sink for methyl mercury. And is it going to affect us down here in the lower 48? Well, you know, eventually, you know, it is one big swimming pool we're all living in and one big airshed. And sure, some of the fish that we catch and get up, like some of the Arctic Alaskan salmon, sure, they could be affected by this. So, you know, the more the ice polar ice caps melt, the greater chance there is for this mercury to get back into our food chain.
Gary, let's be real on this. What do I have? I eat a lot of Alaskan salmon. I eat Alaska salmon at least three times a week. Do I have to start worrying about this? Should I be monitoring my mercury level? Should I figure out how to monitor the mercury level in the fish I eat? What do I do?
Yeah, no, the highest mercury fish are not Alaskan salmon. If you eat a lot of Alaskan salmon, they're right now still low in mercury. They are being tested, and right now the levels have not gone up noticeably. So, but it's something that we want FDA to continue testing and market basket surveys to make sure that not only farm-raised salmon, but wild salmon, that wherever they're caught from. Now, so to get real with this, Mike, right now it's not an issue for Alaskan salmon, but it is an issue for people whose diets come from local waters and are eating a lot. Some of the highest mercury levels on the planet are in people who are indigenous subsistence fishers up near the Arctic Circle, because that's where a lot of the mercury deposits in their backyard.
Gary,
okay,
while
you go to the next question, I'm going to just make sure that, Gary, if it ever gets to that point where I should worry about it, or our listeners should worry about it, you let us know.
I will. Yeah, no, we're going to be watching this one closely over time to see how the mercury levels change as those ice caps are changing.
What's going on in the state of Minnesota that has you interested?
Well, you know, I've talked about triclosan in consumer products in the past and how they represent an unnecessary exposure to an endocrine-disrupting chemical. And most people, 99% of the uses of triclosan in consumer products really don't do much. But in my mind, it's more of a marketing thing, because you could say, wow, that product is going to be antibacterial. Well, now the state of Minnesota has looked at the toxicology, has looked at the potential that this ingredient in dish soap and in toothpaste and in mouthwash have looked at the potential that it will cause antibiotic resistance bacteria that are antibiotic resistant. And they've gone beyond what FDA's warning was last December, and they said, we're banning it. That's it. You know, we don't care what the new research is. We've seen enough. first state in the country to say no to triclosan, closing the door on triclosan. The ban, though, isn't until 2017. So best case is that you live in Minnesota and that your products will be completely triclosan-free, but that's not until January 2017, which is why we've been telling people to look for this ingredient on the label. And we know that companies like Procter & Gamble and stores like Walmart have been phasing out triclosan preemptively so that there won't be a big consumer backlash against it. But still, it's on the shelves. It's an easy one to pick out. It's right on the label. And unless your dentist is telling you that you've got a lot of gingivitis, a lot of gum disease, and you really need it, and you get into a conversation with your dentist about that kind of toothpaste with it, most people are not going to need triclosan in their products. So this is good news for Minnesota. They've taken a bold step saying that it's actually not worth the risk.
By the way, Dr. Gary Ginsberg is going to stay with us right through the break and at 35 minutes after the hour. Apparently, we've gotten a lot of email questions that there'd be no better answers to come from than Gary Ginsberg. So right after the break at 35 after the hour, got four, five, six email questions that Gary's expertise will be able to handle extremely well. Women's personal hygiene products, what are the issues with these, Gary?
Well, right now we don't have any evidence. I mean, why am I talking about something that there's no evidence? Because there is a bill raised in Congress right now by a Democrat from New York that is saying that FDA needs to do a better job of testing feminine hygiene products for toxic chemicals, from dioxin, which sometimes, the bleached paper could contain minute traces, and the concern is that, that intimate contact that, for example, a tampon might have all day might leach some of that out. And, this is a theoretical concern. There could be chlorine levels in these products. And nobody has really done a holistic, complete risk assessment on what does the totality of the various chemicals that could be at such intimate contact create. So there's a bill to ask FDA to do more. Now, we knew about toxic shock syndrome, or TSS, and that wasn't from a toxic chemical. I think it's misnomer. This was actually a bacteriological problem. Some women were having problems with tampons a number of years ago, and that was because they were super absorbent. They were staying in all day, and they were breeding bacteria, staphylococcus, that was creating a toxic reaction. Those, fortunately, have been pulled. That kind of tampon has been pulled off the market. So we're not talking about that. We're talking about other kinds of ingredients that really haven't been closely looked at. So for right now, there is no smoking gun. There isn't anything in particular that the women in the audience need to worry about, except, again, it's up to FDA, the government, to do a better job of screening. And hopefully companies are looking at what's in these products and testing them. But right now, there's no independent testing company that's saying, we know exactly what's in that that sponge or that tampon or that whatever to be able to test to the safety. So, if you can find a natural brand, it's always is a good idea to lean in that direction.
Dr. Gary Ginsberg, stay with us through the break for email questions and answers on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
My story may help you. This is what happened. I was talking to my best friend. I told her I wasn't feeling like myself. I had pain in my pelvic area and bleeding that wasn't normal for me. Since it had gone on for a couple of weeks, my friend said I had to go to the doctor. Of course, she was right. Turned out I had uterine cancer, a type of gynecologic cancer. To make a long story short, by realizing something might be wrong and seeing my doctor right away, I received treatment. Now, we're confident I'll be fine. Please, please listen to your body. If something doesn't feel right for 2 weeks or longer, see your doctor.
Uterine, cervical, ovarian, vaginal, and vulvar cancers are all gynecologic cancers. Signs and symptoms are not the same for everybody, so get the facts. Get the inside knowledge. Call 1-800-CDC-INFO to learn more.
Knowing can make all the difference in the world. It did for me.
A message from the Inside Knowledge Campaign and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. Kids often test parental limits and rules, and sometimes parents decide enough is enough. That's when a timeout may be effective. Timeouts stop children from getting attention after they misbehave. Timeouts work best for children between the ages of 2 and 5, but can be effective for kids as old as 10 in some cases. A rule of thumb is 1 minute of timeout for every year of your child's age. For example, a 4-year-old would get a 4-minute timeout. Some guidelines for a timeout: give the timeout immediately after the unacceptable behavior so your child knows why she's being disciplined. Explain clearly why the behavior was unacceptable. Calmly place your child in a quiet, boring, but secure place. If she gets up, quietly explain that her timeout isn't over and return her to her seat. When it is over, wipe the slate clean and remember to praise your child each time and every time she shows the acceptable behaviors. With a minute for kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
Hi, I'm Dr. Regina Benjamin, U.S. Surgeon General. As a family doctor, I've seen the terrible impact of a premature birth. Losing a baby is one of the hardest things a family can go through. As Surgeon General, I see the toll that premature births have on our nation. It can cause lifelong disabilities. It is the leading cause of death in newborns. And our country has one of the highest rates of preterm birth in the world. We must do better. Hospitals need to ensure that babies are delivered early, only when medically necessary. We need research to find the causes of premature birth and research to find new ways to prevent it. Couples need to learn the risk of premature birth and what they can do to have a full-term baby, such as getting a preconception checkup. Remember, 40 weeks is a full-term pregnancy, and every week of pregnancy counts. Let's work together for stronger, healthier babies.
I didn't think it was anything.
I had pain in my abdomen. It just wouldn't go away.
I was spotting, but I had already gone through menopause.
These symptoms may be nothing, but they could be early warning signs of a gynecologic cancer, such as cervical, ovarian, or uterine cancer.
Seeing my doctor probably saved my life.
Warning signs are not the same for everyone. If you think something's wrong, see your doctor. Ask about gynecologic cancer. Call 1-800-CDC-INFO for more information. A message from the Inside Knowledge Campaign and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This is Tour de Cure, and it's more than just a bike ride. It's a celebration. It's where every turn of the pedal helps stop diabetes. Where cyclists of all levels come together to make a difference, to raise money, and to raise hope. It's the ride of your life. It's Tour de Cure. Register today at diabetes.org/tour. That's diabetes.org/tour.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
udocs@gmail.com is the email address, youdocs@gmail.com. And guess what? If you like Gary Ginsberg at 20 minutes after the hour, you'll also love Dr. Ginsberg at 35 minutes after the hour in this hour, because Dr. G is going to stay with us. What's going on?
Well, we got a set of questions. We always get questions on our email line, udocs@gmail.com. You can always email us, udocs@gmail.com. And a number of them this week, or this past couple weeks, were for Gary Ginsberg. I bunched them together, and here's the first one. I use a breed at home, but I hear that reverse osmosis is even better filtration system. Do I really need to invest in one? And how safe is bottled water? That's from Tula.
That's a twofer. That's two for one in one question. Well, you know, reverse osmosis is a great filtration method, but most people don't need it. And you waste a lot of water with reverse osmosis. Roughly 20% of the water that goes through the filter actually ends up being consumable, and 80% gets run off just as sort of a hydrostatic pressure to make the whole thing work. So you don't use about 80% of the water. So it's wasteful of water, which I don't like. And also, it's unnecessarily expensive if all you're doing is trying to improve the taste, get rid of the chlorine and the chlorination byproducts that come with municipal water supplies. If you're worried about, say, benzene or trichloroethylene, some of the industrial chemicals, even a lot of pesticides get properly filtered out just with a simple carbon filter, which is what a Brita filter is. Brita filters, if you change the filter, you know, I don't want to highlight one particular brand. I mean, carbon filters are carbon filters, whether it's in a Brita or whether you buy one from some other vendor. They work. They work pretty well if you follow directions, change them on time. If you're trying to get rid of fluoride because you're worried about fluoridated water, if you've got uranium, toxic levels of uranium in your water, if you've got high levels of lead in your water, then you need reverse osmosis. So only under those, you know, conditions would I, or maybe arsenic, high levels, which a lot of people do have arsenic in their water, then I would be concerned enough to go out and get reverse osmosis. But most people don't need it. You know, you want to be smart and get the right sized filter for the right kind of filter for the job. No sense in doing overkill. Reverse osmosis will take care of everything, but you don't need it for a lot of things.
Well, wait a second. There's a question, if you will. This person wrote back this fast. He said, if it gets rid of chloride, why won't it get rid of fluoride?
Yeah, no, that's a good question. Fluoride is different. So this person might be a chemist. But fluoride is a stronger electronegativity. It more avidly is binds, stays in the water, not as easy to filter out. And so, you know, fluoride is a bit of a different beast, and it's more of an ion exchange or a reverse osmosis issue.
Plastic, one word. How worried should I be? This is actually from Joe, but not our Joe. How worried should I be about chemicals leaching into my food? I often use plastic containers in the microwave at work or sip my hot coffee from a plastic top. Or through a plastic top, I guess it is.
Yeah, plastic does leach. Plasticizers, preservatives, stabilizers that are in plastic is a complex mixture. And at high temperature, whether it's microwave safe or not, there is a leach rate into your food. And a study that was recently reported showed that when people's diets were intervened with and they were put on a plastic-free, you know, no plastic packaging food, no microwave dinners, for only, I think it was 3 or 4 days, their levels of a highly toxic plasticizer, DEHP, went down by more than twofold just from a dietary intervention. So I'd say that dietary exposure to phthalates and plasticizers is a significant source of exposure that's avoidable by not heating things up in plastic. So that coffee cup with the lid on it, you know, once in a while, a quick stop on the highway to drink some coffee. You know, this is not life and death stuff. Your body can handle and metabolize and get rid of it. But you know, if you're every day drinking 2 or 3 cups of coffee from plastic innards, you might want to rethink that and have a travel mug with you that has a different kind of stainless steel top.
So a stainless steel top. Now, this question could have been for me because I have a stainless steel bottle, but it's got a plastic top.
Most of them do. You really have to hunt for metal and metal. You know, the best thing to do in that regard is not to have the coffee or the tea filled all the way up to the top. But, you know, so it's not sort of steeping the lid, so to speak. But if you get, so for example, let's say you only want a small regular coffee, put it in a big cup and have a lot of airspace. So you're not steeping the lid as much.
Joe?
Okay, Dr. Ginsburg, my spouse has switched over to vapor cigarettes as a way to cut back on smoking. Do I need to worry about secondhand vapor in the same way I had to worry about secondhand tobacco smoke? Or is he, do you want to do this one, Mike, or do you want to have you guys both double?
I'll do this one.
Okay.
So this is an interesting study that found that you can still inhale nicotine in secondhand smoke. It's higher by tenfold in tobacco. So we think it's better. But, if you will, the smokers themselves are getting more nicotine. Now, the other problem is in the vapor, there was just as many from e-cigarettes as from regular cigarettes. Although the nicotine level was much lower, there were just as many cancer-causing compounds. So cancerous compounds. So we're still unclear as to whether they will have any decreased risk at all for the second and third hand smoker. And they still, one of the problems is they still seem to be used to addict young kids to tobacco. So I'm not sure that e-cigarettes are going to be an answer unless we totally banned tobacco so that e-cigarettes is all they could have. And then they still seem to have some risk.
Okay.
What's your take on it, Gary?
Yeah, well, also, you know, you see that the e-cigarettes, there's much more permissiveness with that. You'll see in a restaurant or in a bar, you'll see somebody lighting up an e-cigarette, and you don't get the same smoke trail coming out of it as you do with a regular, you don't get the same irritating cyanide type of gases coming off of it. So it seems more acceptable or tolerable, but yet you are going to be getting some of the flavored and enhanced, you know, that are getting heated up, some of the flavorants that are going to be converting to pyrolysis products in the air. So I would concur with you, Mike. I don't think it's as bad as what's coming off of a regular cigarette, but it's not good.
We're up on a break coming up in a minute here, and then we have a couple, two or three more questions. If, Gary, you want to stick around, that's okay. If you have another engagement, that's fine, too. But we don't have enough time to get to the next question, but if you can hang on, that'd be great. I just want to ask, have you ever been to a hookah bar? Have you ever been to a hookah bar? Do you know what that is, Gary?
It's horrible.
I know the hookah. Yeah, and we talked about hookahs, I think, last time or 2 weeks ago. And, I mean, I think that they are a real public health issue, and you've got all those flavored tobaccos in there that people are, you know, what I talked about last time was that the water does not hold back the carcinogens.
Yeah, all right. Okay, we'll be back, and I guess we'll take a few more questions. We have a couple of more email questions that were sent to Dr. Mike, and we'll hand them over to Dr. Gary Ginsberg to get his answers on it coming up after the break. Again, the email address is udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Thanks for listening, and stay well.
Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamins C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle. But that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase two bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a third bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800, or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word Radio MD in the discount box to receive three bottles of Nighttime for the price of two.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.
Are you always looking for places to stop and rest because you're short of breath, wheezing, or coughing? Who wants to live like that? See your doctor for a simple breathing test to find out if it's COPD, a serious lung disease. With treatment, soon you could be living more and stopping less. Visit copd.nhlbi.nih.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Did you know only about 3% of the CEOs of Fortune 500 companies are women?
And of the 18,000 police chiefs in America, less than 2% are women.
So it's no wonder that only 1 in 5 girls believes she has what it takes to lead.
But did you know?
We can change that.
The time you spend with a girl now,
the words you say to her today,
can give her the courage, confidence, and character to become a leader tomorrow.
So speak up.
Get involved.
Nurture her potential.
Share your experience.
Invest your resources.
Did you know?
Together we can get her there.
Get started today. Visit togetherthere.org.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. It's the time of year when colds and viruses begin making their rounds through schools and families. Sometimes parents will ask for antibiotics, believing they will shorten an illness, allowing their child to return to school or child care quicker. But antibiotics are not usually the answer. Antibiotics are powerful drugs that need to be used cautiously. Antibiotics have no effect on viruses and will not reduce the length of the illness or the symptoms. They are highly effective in treating bacterial infections such as strep throat or bacterial pneumonia. But overuse of antibiotics can make them less effective when truly needed. Some bacteria strains have become resistant to antibiotics as a result of antibiotic overuse. The best way to treat a viral infection is with rest, fluids, and TLC. So feel free to baby your child who has the cold or the flu. Give them lots of love and care, but save the antibiotics for when they are truly needed. And for more information on children's health, visit www.aap.org. With a minute for kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Email address, udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. Dr. Gary Ginsberg had to leave us for another engagement, so we have two or three more of those email questions. We'll archive them, and Gary will take a shot at them for the next show. So, but they are great questions, and that's a good idea. We should include some more email questions on a more regular basis. People have always had some interesting things to ask about on top of our medical stories of the week. Obviously, this VA scandal across the country is still a problem, and there's a report out, I guess, Mike, that 1,700 veterans are missing from a VA wait list in Phoenix, Arizona. And maybe, I guess, the Cleveland Clinic could be an example of what is done the right way, right?
That is right. You know, our CEO about 4 years ago, 5 years ago, said we're going to have same-day appointments. People want to be served the same day. You can't put them off. If they want to be served and they call by 1 p.m., they'll be seen that day. And if they aren't seen that day, if they call after 1 p.m., they got to be seen the next day. So same day service. And, you know, everyone said, we can't do that. We got an 8-week backlog. We got a 16-week backlog. We got 4 weeks. Believe it or not, he said, we're going to do that. You're going to get judged and either hired or not hired or either fired by whether you can meet it. And so within about 3 months, we were meeting the one-day requirement, and most of the departments and sections and specialties meet a one-day requirement now. So it can be done, and it's just not that hard to do it. What you have to do is have the, if you will, the technology so that when someone calls in, you schedule them so that they're seen within 1 day. And so I said the answer to the VA problem is to hire Toby Cosgrove, the CEO of the Cleveland Clinic, and he'll get it done within a short period of time. So that would be my answer on how do you get this done. Just hire Toby Cosgrove. He's an ex-Vietnam vet, a superb flight surgeon, and obviously a superb leader and administrator if the Cleveland Clinic and all the specialties and all the 3,800 docs respond within a day now.
And we have a VA hospital here in Syracuse, and I'm sure you're probably, Mike, familiar with it because you spent some time here in central New York and constantly survey in and survey out. It's always in the top five in terms of performance. And he essentially said the same thing to me. I had him on my radio show the other day and essentially said the same thing. It probably operates a lot like the Cleveland Clinic does. But, you know, it's something that they're going to have to kind of try to figure out. I just had to, you know, if a vet is having a difficult time, you know, getting care, what are the options aside from that? Does a vet have any other options?
You know, I don't know because I haven't been in the VA system recently. But it used to be that if he wasn't getting care and he felt it was an emergency, you go to the neighborhood emergency room. And if it's an emergency and the emergency room doc can't get you in the VA, the Veterans Administration pays for it while you're in the emergency room. So there is a way of forcing the issue. But at least I would think now with all this publicity that people would, that the VA itself, if someone presented in the emergency room and they couldn't get them in, they'd find a way of getting them in.
All right. Under the category of tanning, the FDA is tightening up regulations on tanning salon sun lamps. What are the details?
Well, the sun lamps are, in fact, are, if you look at it, if you've gotten tanned as a kid, you have roughly a doubling of your chance of getting melanoma. That's a very serious skin cancer, which can spread and has a high degree of ability to ruin your life from its systemic effects, its effects inside your body, if you don't catch it before it gets inside your body. So, and tanning beds are the leading cause, so the FDA said, look, we got to do something because melanoma has increased something over 80% in the last two decades, mainly because of the kids with tanning. So it put a black box warning. That is, you have to be able to see this warning when you go in the tanning bed, which says tanning beds cause cancer. It's a simple warning. It says tanning beds cause melanoma and other cancers, and so you ought to get screened. If you're going to go here, and if you're under the age of 18, we don't want you here no matter what you pay. So that's a simple thing.
I kind of think of tanning salons in the same way I think about smoking. If I see somebody smoking, I say to myself, why is this person smoking a cigarette when they know they're killing themselves? I mean, why? People have reasons. It's just like, why would I want to do that? If I smoke a cigarette, I'm killing myself. And then I think about tanning salons in the same way. You know, for someone sitting under these tanning lamps or in these, tanning beds, I say, ooh, I'm doing something to myself that isn't good.
They must be popular among kids.
Oh, yeah.
Because at least when I look down in Syracuse at the on that street right below Syracuse University,
yeah,
you know, that common street there, mm-hmm, I think were two tanning salons right on that street.
Yeah, yeah. I just said, wow, I mean, why would I want to do that? Because I know I'm not doing something that's good for me, and it's doing something that's really bad for me. How can DNA be edited to correct genetic diseases, Dr. Mike?
Oh, this is fascinating. What they did was they found out how bacteria prevent viral diseases. And the bacteria prevent the viral diseases by basically when a virus attacks and gets into the DNA, the bacteria send in what is called a special process. I'm not even going to tell you the name of it, but it's CRISPR, so I'll tell you that. That's the acronym. But it's a special process that puts a little tag on the viral DNA, and then they have another piece of DNA or mRNA, that is MR messenger ribonucleic acid, that comes and segregates that out and cuts that little tag and the attached virus out. So it's a very clever way. But what the great thing is, in some animal models now, they've been able to do this with, if you will, genes that aren't normal. That is, if you have a gene that would cause for instance, BRCA cancer, in an animal model, they figured out a way of tagging it with this CRISPR system and maybe changing it. So they've got it out. They haven't changed it yet. But that's a tremendous advance. We've known you can turn genes on and turn them off, but this is one of cutting some of the DNA out that's specifically abnormal. Joe?
Hey, you're not going to believe this, but this could be a first for the show. Dr. Mike, we burned through all the top medical stories of the week this week. How often does that happen?
Never.
We got all our homework done this week. That never
Perfect.
Happens. And we covered a lot of ground. We got our guests on. We had a great guest talking about running, the safe way to do running, and Dr. Ginsberg and with what's toxic and what's not, and everything you need to know from the top medical news stories of the week. So for Dr. Mike Roizen, Sonar, the man that puts all this together for us most capably every week, and for you listening along the way, along the affiliates and the iHeartRadio Talk Network and Radio MD, thanks for listening today to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available in natural food stores nationwide or visit AmericanWildFoods.com.
You may already take omega-3s for heart and brain health, but what most people don't realize is that DHA is really the preferred form. Did you know if you take omega-3s, but your body cannot convert them into the preferred DHA form, you won't get much benefit? The ultimate DHA omega-3 would be water-soluble, so it's already in the right form for digestion. That's a game-changer. It would eliminate the fish burps, be good-tasting, and all-natural. It would be environmentally sustainable from algae oil, plus non-GMO and allergen-free. Well, I have some good news for you. Empirical Labs already invented this. And better yet, you can get a bottle right now for 50% off with a special offer at TakeOmega.com. This is the only water-soluble DHA supplement, plus it's vegan. So go to TakeOmega.com right now for a limited time savings, 50% off at TakeOmega.com. That's OMEGA, TakeOmega.com.